Francisco Liriano getting the start for the Jays. We pick up the action in the fifth. 3-2 Tampa Bay in front. Two men on for Kendrys Morales facing Jake Odorizzi.
The 3-1 to Morales. Swing and a drive deep in the air to right field. This one goes over Souza, over the bullpen, over the first deck, into the second deck. A 3-run homer for Kendrys Morales. And there's the big blow for the Blue Jays. They lead it 5-3. And I really can't say that I'm that shocked. He's been teetering the whole game.
One ball, two strikes to count. Two outs, runner at second base. Liriano might be getting ready to throw his final pitch of the night. It'll be his 100th. Lefty checks Featherston at second on the pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. For a guy that was right on the verge of being knocked out of the ball game, not only did he not get knocked out, but he lasted through seven. And we go to the bottom of the seventh here in Toronto with 6-3 Blue Jays. So nothing in one to count. Three infielders are to the right of second base with Tulowitzki, the lone man on the left side of the infield. The pitch, here's a swing and a little fly ball to left. Backing up on it, Dwight Smith Jr. back to the wall, and it's gone! It was off the end of the batter, so it seemed, but he must have barreled it up. And that little fly ball to left is out of the ballpark. It's a two-run homer, and it's 6-5.
And like a bolt of lightning, the Rays are right back in it. And, you know, Joe Smith has been very good. That pitch went down and away. And, Dave, we saw on the replay there, that had massive backspin to it. He got under it.
The offense able to fight back. And now let's see if Alvarado can put the shutdown inning together. The lefty ready to go. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a drive left center field. And Russell Martin is just untied this game. Sixth home run of the season for Russell Martin, and Toronto, just like that, has regained the lead. It's now 7-6.
There's the sign. He sets, hesitates, and throws. Swing and a foul. He just got a piece of that slider down, and we'll do it again at 1-2.
Again, I know you don't get a participation point for coming back and making this game kind of interesting, but A, the Rays did that, and B, they are not going down quietly here in the ninth inning. They are making Osuna work.
20 pitches, but there's two out, nobody on, and a 1-2 pitch coming to Evan. Stands and waits. Now gets ready to go. Osuna, the 1-2 pitch, here it comes. Swing and a fly ball to shallow right. Here comes Bautista. Out goes Goins. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over.
Roberto Osuna notches his 17th save as the Blue Jays earn a split of their two-game set with the Rays, taking it 7-6. Kendrys Morales with two hits and four RBIs. Francisco Liriano a no decision as he goes seven innings, allowing three runs, two earned, while striking out nine. The Rays fall by a run to the Blue Jays. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
You know, we didn't do a lot of things too well, but there at the end of the game, it kind of it showed a lot about the club to be able to come back off two really good, well, Joe Smith, and then obviously had some good at-bats against Ozuna. Tough at-bats, he beat us, but the at-bats in the eighth were pretty telling about the club. You know, Odo, that was probably the most off I've seen him from a strike-throwing point in a long time, or maybe ever. Liked the way that he battled. I mean, he had some 3-0 counts. He had some 2-0 counts. He was able to get back in. And at the end of the day, you look up, and before the home run, it's one run that's in. And obviously, there were some plays that we'd probably like to do over again, and that we've got to convert into outs, especially to help a pitcher out. I think we'll leave here thinking about the comeback effort that we ultimately had to make it a 6-6 ball game.
In the fifth and sixth inning, it seemed like Francisco Liriano kind of caught a new wind, new life. What changed for him?
Well, I think today we faced him three times, I think, this year. Today was the best that he had, the slider or the cutter going. That really kind of quieted our offense down a little bit. He was able to backdoor to righties and then sweep it to the lefties, so made it challenging. And then he did. He got going. His fastball, his command got better. You saw him lose command there for one inning, and then he regained it real quick.
When you see your team battle back the way that they did, what's the feeling like for you just seeing them not coming away with the win today?
I mean, look, we're frustrated we didn't lose, but pulling positives, we did a nice job against Joe Smith is a really good veteran pitcher who's been in that situation, and we had some really tough at-bats against him. So that's something to build off of going into Detroit.
In the ninth inning, the battle with Dickerson and Osuna, how much at that point do you just tip your cap to the pitch that Osuna made?
Yeah, he made a lot of good ones, and then, you know, Corey fought off a bunch of them. Even Longo fought off some tough pitches. But he's as tough as anybody in our division, and like the way that, you know, went down to the wire, all those at-bats were lengthier at-bats, so we didn't get him, but maybe next time.
What do you think it is with Odo? I mean, he seems to have been very kind of up and down in stretches this season.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what, you know, I don't have a good answer for that. I know today, you could tell from the first inning he just didn't have his command. I mean, he is certainly, I know he pitches up in the zone with the fastball for strikes, but he was missing way up or way down underneath. And, you know, the Blue Jays did a good job of laying off some pitches, but at the end of the day, before the Morales home run, he made a lot of big pitches. I mean, when you fall behind Donaldson 3-0 twice and you end up coming back to strike him out, I think it speaks to the stuff that he had. He just couldn't probably locate it as well as he would have liked. Drove his pitch count up really high.
You mentioned some of the unmade plays. I mean, did one more glaring to you? I mean, there were a couple double plays that didn't get turned. Morris had a tough night, it seemed like.
Yeah. You know, he did. He had a tough night behind the plate. Ball got by him. You know, Pilar, the strike him out, throw him out was probably a pretty crucial play at that point.
Jake Odorizian, no decision, allowing 5 runs, 3 earned, and 4 in the third frames.
Jake, what was it like for you? Just how did you feel after going through your normal warm-ups and taking the mound before the start of the game?
I felt fine. Just, you know, as long as it doesn't translate, this is one of those games where I didn't have anything. It's going to happen from time to time throughout the year. But, yeah, there's really no explanation for why. But, you know, kind of knew it from the get-go, and I tried to do the best I could.
You talked this season a lot, just battling through some games. How do you best describe what this season has been like for you?
Ups and downs. There's been some good points. You know, there's been some not so good points, but I've kind of made the best of it. But, you know, there's definitely way better in me than what I'm doing right now. And, you know, I will be better, and I'll be better, you know, hopefully soon.
So what do you take from tonight getting ready for your next start?
Well, you know, made a lot of good pitches after a lot of, you know, uncompetitive pitches. Getting out of some jams, didn't get out of the last one, but at the same time, you know, I was able to make a good pitch at the right time, and that's really kind of what it boils down to on an outing-to-outing basis.
Yeah, how much does that help when you are battling, knowing that when you need the big pitch, even when you're maybe down in the count, you're able to get through it and get the out when you're looking for it?
It's a good feeling to, you know, when you don't have your best stuff and you're able to navigate a lineup just like the one that they have over there. It's a really potent lineup. And like I said, I was just trying to, you know, keep our team in the game, and they did a great job battling back at the end. And, you know, it's unfortunate we came out on the short end, but they did a fantastic job coming back.
Up next, the Rays are in Detroit on Thursday.